On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking with our Hometown Hope featured organization, and that's the I-92 Food Relief Ministries, and happy to have on the program with me the Executive Director, Andy Pyatt. Andy, it's good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks, Dale. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you with us. Kind of tell us, how did the I-92 Food Relief Ministries get started?
Well, my wife and I founded I-92 Ministries in 2012, and at the time, we were just kind of doing some things locally with some organizations like some food banks in the area, trying to find homes for some food that couldn't be sold at the at the place where I had worked previously.
Mm-hmm.
So really that got us introduced to how much need there were in the county for food. And from there, it just kind of took off. You know, felt like I was being led to do something more than just find some extra food for kids and start a program that may have a greater impact. So we decided to contact some schools and see if we could fill a void to help kids that may need help when they're not at school with food, say on the weekends or extended breaks.
And there is a definite need for that, isn't there, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I wasn't aware personally of how much the need was until we got involved in it. But you know, the past year, we ended the school year last year with close to 700 kids a week that we were providing meal packs to countywide, you know, each week with the weekend meal packs.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Yeah.
And more than you would expect, but the need's real. So
right.
We're just trying to help fill that void.
Sure enough. And the thing is that, you know, that, like you said, the need is there and the need is real. And when you have children that may not be getting anything for food over the weekend, that or even at least getting something for snacks out the weekend, that does make a difference, doesn't it, Andy?
Well, sure. I mean, and there's been plenty of studies that have proven that kids do better in school when they have what they need on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not worrying about it on Friday before they leave, and they don't show up Monday again, you know, really hungry.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, the weekends are one way we help, and then we do stuff during spring break and Christmas break and extended breaks with larger meal boxes of packs to go home for those extended periods of time.
Okay. Now, how does it work, Andy? How do you put those together, and where does the food come from?
So a lot of the food we purchase from the South Michigan Food Bank. We're an agency partner with the food bank, and so they provide us the ability to purchase at a reduced cost, so that's super helpful. And then we have volunteers that come to our space in Adrian to assemble meal packs a couple times a month. So from there, we contact the schools and connect with them and deliver to the schools in the county, and then they would put those meal packs in the kids' backpacks, you know, before they leave.
Sure.
On Friday.
Have you gotten feedback from the schools on how much of impact that's making?
Yeah, I mean, the feedback we've gotten from the schools has been just incredible, and how much the kids appreciate it, and the families appreciate the food coming home, and the impact that it's made in the home, for sure.
So again, showing that there's a real need for that and how important what you're doing is.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, working with the schools obviously gives us an opportunity to reach kids where they're at and also provide us an opportunity to reach as many kids as we do.
Yeah.
You know, without that partnership with the school, we wouldn't be able to reach.
Exactly.
Close to
you
that.
You have other partnerships, too, that you work with, too, don't you, Andy?
Yeah, we have several civic groups that we partner with that will come pack meals or our supporters. And then, you know, we also provide meal packs to the Great Start preschools, Head Start in Adrian, and some other groups like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. One thing I should have started off the program, and I failed to do it, and I just didn't think of it until now. How did you come up with the name I-92 Food Relief?
So I-92, it's in reference to scripture of Isaiah 9:2. So it's a prophecy that Isaiah had of the birth of Christ and him being the light of the world. So our goal as an organization is to reflect that light and be an example to that in the county, and doing that by helping feed kids.
Yeah, yeah. How can people get involved with the I-92 Food Relief Ministries then, Andy?
Well, the best way to reach us would be to visit our website at i92.org. There's a contact page there where you could reach me either by phone or email. And if you want to donate, there's a donate page. You can connect there to become a monthly supporter. You know, it costs us $10 a month to support one student. So there's a sponsorship opportunity there. So if you want to provide meals for a student for each week and extended breaks, it's $10 a month.
When you think about it, when you said about how much that covers for one child, you know, the $10.
Yeah.
And you said that you do maybe 700 or so. I mean,
sure.
That adds up, Andy.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we really do have a need for sponsors to get kids covered for that. So yeah. That would be a huge help. Huge
sure enough.
To us.
Where do you normally do the packing at, Andy?
Well, we have a location in Adrian. It's 105 Sand Creek Highway that we use as a distribution point. So that's where we do all of our meal packing and distribution from.
Okay. If they like to get more information, as you mentioned, they can go to i92.org, correct?
Yes.
And they can call you?
Yeah, my phone number's on there and email address. So that's really the best two ways to get a hold of us.
Okay. In case they don't have computer access, what is your phone number?
Yeah, phone number is 517-215-0772.
Okay, that's 517-215-0772.
Correct.
Correct, okay. Do you need help to help with the packing as well or not, Andy?
I mean, absolutely. There's always opportunities to get people plugged in. So if you'd have an interest in having a group come to do that, feel free to reach out to us.
Okay.
We'd like to get you plugged in.
Same way, i92.org?
Yeah, that way or the phone number. Yeah,
okay.
That's the best two ways to get all of us.
And again,
517-215-0772.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else about the ministries that we haven't mentioned yet, Andy?
Well, we also provide meals to the country of Haiti.
Yeah.
There's villages in Haiti that we support through another organization that's on the ground there, Mission of Hope Haiti. So we do packing events, and we've had one recently at Siena Heights just a couple weeks ago where we packed 30,000 bean and rice meals to ship to Haiti. So those are events that we organize to help Haiti, and it's just a great opportunity to serve outside of the county.
Yeah. Being able to serve outside the county and in here in the county, how does it make you feel when you're knowing you're having such an impact, Andy?
Well, it's just, you know, a lot of people come together to make things happen. So really, it's just, as much as anything, it's just humbling experience on people coming together to make things happen and reach so many kids.
Yeah.
You know, here in Lenawee and in Haiti.
So if people would want to really make an impact and help out and, like I said, make an impact on a child's life, especially when it comes to food and so that they're not hungry, this is going to be a great way to being able to help out, Andy.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, we've had programs in place working on 10 years, so...
Kind of got this down to a science now, don't you?
Well, I don't know if we'll ever have it down to a science, but we try to get better every year, and... things have been going well.
Good, good. But again, it would even go better with the help of either donations and or the volunteer help, correct?
Sure. We're always going to need help.
Yeah. Absolutely. And probably you can work around people's schedule too?
Yeah, things are pretty flexible with us. So, yeah, if you want to get plugged in, we can make it work.
Excellent, excellent. Well, keep up the great work that you have been doing for the past 10 years and with much success in the future, Andy, with the I-92 Food Relief Ministries.
Well, thank you, Dale. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And thank you, and congratulations on being the Hometown Hope for the month of September.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. My guest has been Andy Pyatt, the Executive Director of the I-92 Food Relief Ministries. Here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.